Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The Parks family is very excited today. Shinedown just put out their summer tour dates. They are coming back to Kansas City. T-Mobile Center, Tuesday, July 29th.
And you'll be there.
I will be.
In the front row.
I've already secured tickets.
This year?
Yes.
They just announced it today. How'd you already secure tickets?
I have my ways.
Oh, pulling some strings, are we?
I had to pull in a favor.
Snitches get stitches.
It's kind of one of those things now where we get so many great acts here. You have to plan. Mm-hmm. You didn't used to have to plan. There'd be one or two great shows a year, and you'd be lucky if you could go to one of them, right?
Do you remember when all kinds of shows and artists and events would go to surrounding cities?
Omaha and St. Louis.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Because Kemper was that bad.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I've been here long enough to remember that.
I remember, like, in the summer of 88, I went to two shows that year, Whitesnake and Aerosmith, both at Sandstone.
Mm-hmm.
And those were, like, the only two shows that really came to town. No, check that. Three. I went to Kiss that year, too.
It was used to be very quiet around here. Now we're the center of the universe.
Yeah, we are. So Shinedown on, what did I say, Tuesday, July 29th?
That is correct.
At the T-Mobile Center. Story here from Fox 4, where they ask, is the NFL on the verge of creating a flopping rule thanks to none other than Patrick Mahomes?
Good luck enforcing that one.
Apparently, the NBA, NHL both have flopping fouls, and ESPN broadcaster Troy Aikman, during the broadcast on Saturday, if you were paying attention.
Yeah, he said, oh, come on.
Yeah, he had had enough.
But if you go back and look from the other angle, their player did helmet-to-helmet connect with Patrick Mahomes.
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, here. You're talking about the second roughing the passer
call.
This was specifically regarding a play where he was running out of bounds and was lightly shoved in the back. And it looked as if he were
shot,
thrown out of bounds.
Well, then don't touch him when he's going out of bounds.
Well, this is what I think he did. Because he doesn't want to hurt himself, trying to arrest himself and keep himself upright when you're hitting the sideline and you're running into all these people there, he could get hurt. So I think he just kind of goes down, just falls down, protects himself more than trying to keep himself up.
You have to flail and accept the fact that you're falling to avoid injury, although it is still a flop.
Now, you want to talk about flops. Let's look at
soccer. No doubt.
Clearly.
Well, yeah, and also the guy that plays for Buffalo.
Can we also go back to the roughing the passer calls? Because this just popped up on Twitter like 5 minutes ago, and I retweeted it. So it's apropos that you just brought this up. Someone tweeted, roughing the passer calls per 100 pass attempts. They have statistically broken down.
Correct.
The roughing the passer calls per 100 pass attempts.
Who's number one?
Josh Allen at 0.936, followed by Jared Goff, Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield, Russell Wilson, and then Patrick Mahomes.
I'm starting to think you're going to defend him more than your mom.
It is ridiculous that they are saying The refs are somehow in our pocket.
Well, they also try to claim that there is some stat going around regarding the number of interceptions that get turned over on a penalty thrown by one Patrick Mahomes. What they're ignoring is that the percentage is so high because he doesn't throw that many of them. And when you look at total number of interceptions overthrown, he's actually not even close to the top of the list.
Yep.
Because all of the other quarterbacks have more that get overturned, but the percentage is lower because they throw more interceptions.
The whole thing makes me so mad. Josh Allen really is the biggest
flopper in the league.
Well, that's what everybody on the text line is saying.
He is.
Josh Allen is the king of the flop.
Yeah. Now, Mahomes does it too. It's true. Now, I had this conversation on Saturday night after the game. I was out watching the fights, and I was just talking to a buddy about it. And I said that it's going to be incredibly difficult to regulate flopping in the NFL. It's easy to do it in soccer because there's no pads, and it's not intended in the way the NFL is to be a contact sport. It's easy to do it in basketball for those same reasons. Tell me how hard that guy got hit. You're never going to be able to figure out the true G-forces, and it's never going to look as hard of a hit as it was. So you could call every single hit a flop.
Somebody on the text line says, the NBA has a flopping penalty, but that doesn't stop LaFlop James.
That's true. He has paid that fine many times. He does not care.
I mean, why do they hate us?
Because they hate us. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid spoke to reporters during his weekly Monday Zoom press conference, and he provided insight into Travis Kelce's ongoing success even as he ages in the league. Quoting here from Reed, I'm happy for him with the 7 catches and all that. I think more of it is that we just have a variety of guys around him. The opportunities he's had, he's done well with. And I don't think it's his play that has been reduced. Everybody asks about age or physical ability or anything. I just think you've got a variety of guys that we've been able to use around him. And when we didn't, teams were ganging up on him. It's a good problem now because guys are healthy and we've got choices out there. They can really just focus on him. He had a great game. 35 years old, he had 5 catches for 113 yards and a touchdown.
Great game.
It's not only his energy, it's his positive mindset that he can do anything, said Andy Reid.
Oh, his locker room presence is
huge.
You think he retires at the end of this year if they win?
I don't want to jinx it. I won't even talk about that if. I don't even want to talk about that.
What is the number in front of the million? Because I think that will be a deciding factor. You get my drift.
15?
Well, he's currently making like 34.
A year?
What's his current contract? I thought it was up there.
It isn't even about that. It's about all of the side hustles that come with that contract.
The commercials.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Oh, sorry. It's 17 a year.
You're going to see a Super Bowl commercial featuring Patrick Mahomes making fun of himself for being in so many commercials.
Yeah, but Kelce's not in that one. That's Creed Humphrey and...
He has an entire catalog of his own.
That's true.
Plus, if things go well, it's not like he's going to need money.
I don't know why... Well, not even that. He doesn't need money now. I don't know why you would sacrifice your body and your brain.
Be a kept man. That'll work.
Oh, he is.
I was referring to his billionaire
girlfriend. No, I know you are, but that's like saying, well, I make $4 billion and you make $3 billion, so, boy, I'm really going to ride that gravy train. They both make so much money that money is not going to be why he stops. It's going to be health.
Speaking of money, story here from CNN. Get ready for the first trillionaires. They are on the way. 5 people are expected to amass at least $1 trillion in wealth within the next decade. 5 people. Yes, Elon Musk is one of them. If current trends continue, this is according to Oxfam, Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, currently worth $430 billion, should cross the mark into trillionaire within 5 years. The others are Larry Ellison, the founder of Oracle, Mark Zuckerberg, Bernard Arnault with LVMH.
They're playing 3D chess.
And Jeff Bezos.
They're playing 3D chess, and we're over here trying to figure out the rules of checkers.
What do you do if you're worth $1 trillion?
Figure out how to make more money.
Why not just give some of that away?
Oh, I think they do for tax purposes.
Do they?
I'm sure.
Well, that's not been their goal, is to make as much money as they can and then stop and then give it to everybody else. That's not why they started doing this to begin
with. I would give some of my millions away if I won the Powerball, which I did buy a ticket for Saturday.
Last Saturday or this?
This coming.
How much is it worth?
I don't know. More than I've got now.
Don't even care, do you?
Well, yeah, because we're way down here.
We have a buzzword for Busby coming up in just a moment. And if you were listening to the show yesterday, you already know the word. We'll get with Brian in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. It's time for your buzzword with Busby today. But before we do, let's get an update on this freezing forecast. Hello, Brian, Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
We're doing well, but very cold.
It's bad. It's not Biloxi bad.
Oh, gosh. Those poor people. They have no clue.
Let me tell you.
They have no clue.
I mean, it's going to be 60 degrees there this weekend. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But, set a new record this morning, -9. So, yeah, this is Arctic air. But it will moderate, so we are going to get better heading into the weekend. Actually, tomorrow is going to be a lot nicer.
Like in the mid-30s or something?
Mid-30s, 36, I think is what we're going.
Not bad. Yeah, I woke up this morning, looked at my phone, it was -7.
That's what I had out in Eastern Jack. So, yeah, it was
Do you mean
darn cold.
Eastern Jackson County?
Yes, Binky and I live out in Eastern Jackson County, as opposed to Boo Boo Cakes and you who live out in Western Shawnee.
Indeed. All right, are you ready for your buzzword with Busby?
I don't know.
Okay.
It depends. Let's hear it.
It has two definitions we want to use. I'll read you the second one first. This is not the way we want you to use it. We want you to use the first definition, but it means under the influence of alcohol or drugs. We don't want you to use that one.
No.
The definition we want you to use is excited or energized.
Yes.
And the word is turnt.
Some background for you, Mr. Busby.
Please.
During a very heated moment on the sidelines during one of the NFL games over the weekend, a player ran to the sidelines and
shoved
for lack of a better word, aggressively, his special teams coach.
Okay.
In the presser after this all went down, they asked the player, like, what were you thinking? And he replied, oh, man, I was just turnt.
T-U-R-N-T.
So we looked this up. This is lingo the kids are using, meaning I was just excited. I got excited.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you accept the challenge?
Or are you turnt about it?
You can be turnt about the snow in Biloxi. My parents are. They just don't know it.
You know, we're trying to keep this whole thing under the radar. And I think because we had to look up the word, and my boss is going to say, what the hell did you just say? I don't know. That's going to probably, as the kids would say, be a little more sus.
But you've used dilly dilly.
Let me ask you this. Would you like us to take suggestions on the text line and we will come up with a more acceptable buzzword for your weathercast?
Turnt. I mean, you guys had to look it up, right?
Yeah, but this Houston Texan didn't.
I was able
and
to
he's
provide.
How old?
He's
in his 20s.
20s. Sam knew what it meant.
I was able to provide a definition yesterday as we were discussing it without looking it up. I knew what turnt meant.
Okay, so you're telling me that a guy who's been in Channel 9's airways for over 40 years is going to use the word turnt?
If he's aiming for a younger demo.
Turnt can essentially mean happy, Brian, but it usually signifies a more intense feeling of excitement, energy, or being hyped up.
Okay. I'll try.
We can think on it. I feel like Brian does not like the word turnt.
I just don't want the boss to come in and say, you know, this was cute for a while, but now it's getting to the point of...
Here's an example of the usage, Brian. The music was so good, everyone got really turnt on the dance floor.
I get it. I understand it.
Common definition. You know what? We will look at the text line, and we will text you some other acceptable choices, and then you decide and surprise us.
I mean, we could go with bum fuzzle.
No.
I was reaching for the dump button on that one. Wow.
I'll try turnt.
Bumfuzzled means confused.
Well, I'll try turnt, but if the boss is kind of like, raising an eyebrow. We're going to have to go back to more common 30-plus age group, millennial and older words possible.
I'm still going to look. Yes, Brian.
We can go with hullabaloo.
God, I'll stick with turnt. You guys are
He's like, it's getting worse.
It is.
I don't know what the hullabaloo is about the word turnt.
Just, we're going to get phone calls saying, what's he talking about?
From the text line, gruntled.
Oh, gruntled, yes.
Instead of disgruntled.
That is actually a word, Brian. We looked it up.
Gruntled?
Gruntled. One I'm can be disgruntled. Gruntled.
Huh.
You want me to read you the definition of gruntled?
Oh, please.
It's exactly right. It means pleased or satisfied.
Gruntled. I'll stick with turnt.
He's such a pro.
Taking the challenge.
Okay.
I accept the challenge. 5 o'clock. It'll be during the weather.
I will say you sound the least excited about this one of all of them that we've given you.
Go with gruntled. That's an older word.
No, I'll go with it. I'll go with it. You're right, Sam. I'm wondering, you know.
I like a fighter.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
We will tune in with bated breath.
Between 5:15 and 5:18, the word turnt.
We're in.
T-U-R-N-T. Right. Yep.
You got it.
We love you.
We love you more.
Go be well.
Goodbye.
Talk to you guys later.
All right.
He is not turnt.
Now I feel sorry for him.
He is in no way turnt about
he having to use the word turnt. He is not turnt about turnt. I think we should text him that it should be gruntled.
I'm afraid he's going to go out after the newscast and I go home and get turnt.
As a reaction second definition. To the stress that we are giving him?
Secondary definition.
I feel bad for him now. Like we're taking advantage. By the way, Ozempic. Massive new study finds that Ozempic affects 175 conditions.
In a positive way?
Yes. This may be the wonder drug.
I told you, you will pry that out of my cold, dead, thin hands.
Obviously, it's used or was used primarily for diabetes. Then they found it had a weight loss component to it. Now they're saying it can be used to reduce the risk of psychotic disorders, seizures, heart conditions, heart attacks, strokes, addiction, blood clotting, infections, and maybe even used to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's.
Keep studying.
Wow.
Do you know how many miracle drugs like started out for something else, and then it was like, oh, well, look at this. Well, I had this problem as well, and now I don't.
Viagra was supposed to be for high blood pressure. And then they realized that...
Yeah, other things were happening.
Yes.
Yes.
Blood was getting pressurized. Yeah.
Yes. Found that the people taking...
get turned.
We got
You're
it.
Right. Yep.
They were very turned.
When we get back, there's an update to a sad story out of Topeka. And unfortunately, there is a local connection to what happened. We're going to talk about that. I want my truck drivers to weigh in on this when we get back because it's unusual. It is unusual statistically what has happened.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. A story here from Yahoo News, sad story. The Washburn University community is mourning the loss of Dave Prevorce, an associate professor and former chairman for 13 years of the Washburn Psychology Department. Prevorce and his wife, Marcia, died Friday in a Brown County highway crash. He was 64, she was 62, both from Topeka. They were killed when the driver of a semi-trailer failed to stop at a stop sign and broadsided their vehicle while they were driving on US 75 highway.
And it's so sad, Scott. The wreck that took both of their lives actually happened, I think it was December 24th, but Washburn University has come out today and said they are going to hold a memorial for both of them because Professor or Dr. Prevorce, while the chair for 13 years, was at Washburn University 34 years and touched so many students' lives. Much of his career, by the way, dedicated to teaching and supervising student therapists, and has hundreds and hundreds of students that he mentored. They basically said he shaped the entire mental health landscape for our state.
He founded and funded the master's program in psychology at Washburn, created their only endowment scholarship.
And I want to talk about a little bit about what happened, because I missed this headline when the crash happened. I only caught it because Washburn University has come out again and said they're going to do a memorial to honor Dave and his wife, right? Mm-hmm. So this happened at the intersection of 75 Highway and K-20. And the couple was in a newer model Ford F-150 pickup, you know, largely believed to be a very safe.
Not when you're up against a semi.
Sturdy car, right? They were struck broadside by a 2016 Freightliner semi driven by a 26-year-old from St. Joe, Missouri. We do not have details on what happened or why. This certainly is part of the investigation. But according to reports, the semi driver was westbound on K-20, which I'm guessing is the smaller of the two highways, Sam.
That would be my guess.
And blew through the stop sign at US 75.
I'm trying to get a locator on this, but it's definitely out in the country.
And I reached out to the reporter who wrote the original story about the deaths of the couple in Topeka. And I said, you know, when was the last time you heard a semi-truck driver, statistically among the safest drivers on our roads,
that's right,
blow through a stop sign, let alone at a highway intersection?
And the truck driver had somebody else in the car.
Both banged up a little bit, yeah, or otherwise unhurt.
Right.
And I just wanted to bring it up because it's really rare that we see this. Now, do semis lose control in slick conditions and all of those things?
Sure.
There is no reporting that would suggest why this stop sign was.
And what was the date again?
The 20th or 24th of December. Okay. We would have to go back and look at the forecast.
Well, there was no snow on the ground. What you see outside was our first appreciable snow of the year.
Yeah.
There was snow around Thanksgiving.
True.
But it went away pretty quickly. You said US 75 and K-20. I cannot find K-20.
I can't find that on a map either.
So 75 runs right through Topeka and beyond.
75 runs north-south from, yes, Canada to Mexico.
But it says Southern Brown County.
I'm going to look up Brown County now because I can't find it just using K-20 and US 75.
But it was one of my first thoughts. Was it snowing or is this going to be something else?
So this is up by Hiawatha, west of St. Joe, by about two counties.
Okay. But you understand what I'm saying. 75 is a major thoroughfare. So if the stop sign at K-20, according to crash reports, is the stop sign he blew through.
Yeah.
You wouldn't knowingly just coast through a stop sign at the intersection of a more major highway.
No, you wouldn't. What I'm going to say, though, is I think the story got the cross highway wrong. It can't be K-20. It would be K-36 or K-S.
I found it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. K-20 turns into 110th Street at 75 Highway.
So how small are we talking, Sam?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, you know, when you get up by the casinos where my parents used to live up north, there are small little inlets left and right when you are on one of those smaller highways,
right,
and you have to Frogger across that.
This is on the western edge of the Kickapoo Reservation.
I wondered if this was up by there. Yep.
It is due west of Horton. So Horton has K-20 running through it. Obviously, as I said already, K-20 dead ends at 75 and turns into 110th Street, and it's out in the middle of nowhere.
So Brown County, Kansas, if in fact this is near where this happened, would be near either the Golden Eagle Casino or Sac and Fox.
And
I only mention that because if you gamble and you have ever been to those casinos, You know what little roads I'm talking about. When you're going to the casino, Scott, up there, I've been there with my mom probably a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to drive so carefully on the major road because of the cars trying to frogger across on some of the smaller roads.
And Sam, you said it was 110th Street. My map has it listed as Highway 73, but I guess it's K20. But I get your point. Joe in Shawnee. Joe, hello. Good afternoon.
How's it going today?
Hi.
Okay. K20 is about 8 minutes south of the Sac and Fox Casino, north of, I believe it's Holden. And K20 takes you over to the Golden Eagle Casino. So they're both two-lane highways, and that stop sign is there's a sign that says it's coming up, and it's right there. I mean, there's really not much warning.
In my mind's eye, Joe, when I was thinking about that stretch of road, just because I've been up there with my mom, been up there with my dad, I was never entirely comfortable on that stretch of 75 because of the cross traffic. I don't know that we would have ever come over on 20, but would that be a road that semis would even routinely be driving on? When they say Highway 20, do not think highway.
No, it's a two lane.
Is it gravel?
No.
Mm, okay.
No, it's actually very well paved and upkept with the snow and everything, but yeah, it's an over the river and through the woods type state highway.
Yeah, it's a country road, no question.
Yep.
Joe, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it.
And Scott, you had mentioned that what you're seeing is Highway 73. So right at Horton is when 73 turns into 20. It is only 20 from Horton to 75.
Got it.
And then it turns back to 110th Street.
Kyle in Kansas City. Kyle, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, nothing at all. Hey, I just want to say this. Dana, I heard you say, you know, that it's unheard of, you know, for this type of stuff, you know, of people running stop signs. I'm a truck driver. I've been out here 35 years driving over the road. And since I've been out here so long, it used to be people that were behind the wheel of the 18-wheelers and, you know, your trash trucks and things like that. People used to be really careful. But I think what happened is our society got so busy. You got people like FedEx and those type of companies that are really going really hard trying to get the packages out. And now I'm seeing it more often than I've ever have of people running stop signs, stop lights, digging in and out of traffic. And I'll tell you, just the other day, I had the first time I ever snitched on anybody. I called a company and I said, man, this guy is going to hurt somebody if you don't do something about him. He's driving crazy. When you guys talked about how the age group of what this person did here with these two people, I wasn't surprised, because it seems to me that what I'm seeing is that age group. They're in a hurry. They have families. They're trying to get home. You know, some of us older drivers that's been doing it a while, we understood that, you know, we're going to miss some time with our families and we're going to make the money for them. But it seemed like the younger guys, no, I'm not going to miss time with my family. I'm going to get this done and I'm going to get home. And it's almost at any cost necessary. Now, I'm not going to pick on that age group and say all of them are like that. But I'm seeing more and more doing that in that age group.
But Kyle, explain this to me, because Sam's description is right. The highway, and we use that with loose terms, K20, it comes to a stop at US 75. You have to stop at that stop sign and either turn left or turn right. There is no more straight ahead. He would have to have known that there was no more road.
Definitely. You're exactly right. Now, the only thing, if I'm going to speculate, that could have happened is either two things, to be totally honest, and we all can figure it out. We don't have to be big investigators. Either he was not paying attention or he got tired. Because when you're in those 18-wheelers and you've been on the stretch of road and it's been boring to you.
It was 8 o'clock in the morning.
For that age group, that's not right, man, because they don't go to bed.
Okay. Yeah, we don't know, but like one of the first things I thought when I saw that was, why have we not had an update on this story? It's been 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. More than that.
How does a semi just not see that stop sign? Because again, it's a highway.
Or see that the road, there is no more road to drive on. I mean, if you go to that T in the road, your road stops. There is no more pavement.
Yeah, there is.
Not on my map.
Yeah, it turns back into a 110th Street. So it's a two-lane state highway. And then the state highway designation stops at 75. And it goes back to 110th Street. But it is essentially the same style of road. I'm looking at it on Google Maps with the satellite imagery. So I'm looking at...
I'm not looking at satellite imagery. I'm just looking at a map, and 110th Street stops at 75.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, according to the satellite images, it keeps on going.
Okay. All right. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We're talking about this story from northeastern Kansas near Hiawatha, where this couple, and he was the head of the psychology department at Washburn, and his wife were broadsided by a semi-truck on U.S. 75 highway. It's a north and south highway, of course, based on the number. And a semi was going, was on K-20, and apparently ran a stop sign, broadsided the couple from Topeka. They were both killed instantly, and the driver of the truck, he's perfectly of legal age. He was 26. But Dana and I and Sam have been asking, you know, how is it that a truck driver, you think of them as probably the safest drivers on the road, paid to pay attention, be super safe, you're driving a missile. How do you miss a stop sign at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Does it say, was the semi traveling eastbound or westbound?
Let me look.
Because we're getting reports on the text line, and the satellite image does not agree with what the texters are saying. But if you've been there, I trust you over a satellite image.
Yeah, but does it matter? Saying, a stop sign's a stop sign.
No, it says here, Sam, both vehicles came to rest in a ditch west of US 75, which tells me he was traveling westbound.
Correct. That's what that would mean, yeah. So that means that he was on the paved highway.
Correct.
The texters are saying that once you go west of 75, where it is no longer K-20 and turns into 110th Street,
right,
that is actually gravel.
But if he had hit them, if he was traveling eastbound, he would have been on the gravel. It would have been physically impossible for the semi to end up west of U.S. 75.
Correct.
Brandon on line four. Brandon, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I was just calling about that. I've traveled that section of road many, many times in a semi-truck. And I don't know the car that he hit or whatever, which direction that was going. If the car was headed northbound, right off to the side of the south of that intersection there, there is a hilltop, and the cars fly down that road very fast. And it could easily, he could have went over that or went through that. A lot of people don't realize how long it takes these semis to get started out and going.
You know, and I understand what you're saying, Brandon, but this doesn't say he slowed to a stop and then thought it was safe to proceed and proceeded. It says he blew through the stop sign.
Yep. Let's go to Marlon in Kansas City. Marlon, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, what you're talking about on that wreck, 75 highway run north and south like that, and that pickup was going northbound. And I don't believe it was a semi-truck. I think it was one of the big utility trucks, like what the railroad has and like Caterpillar has.
Sure.
That go out and work on stuff out on the roads, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was going westbound, and he did miss that stop sign. And it does turn to gravel road as soon as you go across 75 over on, once you get across 75, it turns into gravel road. So K-20 ends right there. And he just missed that stop sign. And I've been down that road 100 times. And there is a warning stop sign ahead.
Got it.
And there is plenty of room to see. Just somebody was not paying attention is what it comes down to. And so there, because it went quite a ways off of the over across 75 and on down that gravel road. So he was moving pretty good lick. He didn't hit the brakes very much before he got to the stop sign. So somebody wasn't paying attention.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious who it was.
Yes, very much so. And the K-20 highway that you guys are talking about, it is a two-lane road, and it has no shoulder on it. It is a dangerous little road, but there are bukus of traffic up and down it. I mean, semis every day up and down it, but that has nothing to do with what the wreck was. The guy just missed the stop sign at 75 highway. And they've always talked about putting blinking lights up there. Why they have not, I don't know, because that's not the first wreck that ever happened there.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Marlon, because I think part of the reason I was uncomfortable driving that stretch is because my mom has told me stories of other people that they either knew or knew someone who knew who died either going to or coming back from the casinos.
Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.